Tom, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinoplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
You gotta go to Bo.
Go to Bo.
Boyfriend Ford.
Get to know Bo during our Green Tag event just east of Clarkson on Manchester. You gotta go to Bo Boykman Quality Ford for our Green Tag sale through September 30th. All inventory is marked down to our final selling price. Don't haggle with other dealers. Our price is what you see. Bo Boykman Quality Ford, Manchester Road west of 141, or online at gotobo.com. Get to know Bo.
Bo Boykman Ford.
My wife is amazing. After 27 years of marriage, she's so full of energy and life.
My wife is 56, and she's just as gorgeous and vibrant today as she was on our wedding day.
What's the secret the wives of these men are in on? It's Ambren, a leading formula for women over 40 that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause. And right now, you can receive a free sample of Ambren. Call now and ask for your free sample of Ambren at 1-800-424-7310. That's 1-800-424-7310.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase.
Well, they should put everybody to sleep.
The vase.
Today.
Okay.
Staring at the fire.
Yeah.
For hours.
Who is this?
Our house.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. I should know, but I don't.
Crosby,
yeah.
Stills, Nash & Young.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Hey, this coming Sunday, there's a golf tournament at Tapawingo for Little Patriots Embraced. And I have on the phone Dr. Bill Draghi. Dr. Draghi, I did get your last name right. Is that right?
Yes, Frank. Thanks. I'm aiming the PM.
Oh, of course you are. And we've talked before. I have to tell you, this is a huge misunderstanding. I thought... The producer said, we're going to have Dr. Dre, the rapper, on. And I was all excited, and I misheard, and it's not Dr. Dre. Truth is, doctor, I wouldn't have Dr. Dre on the show because I can't stand rap, but I do like Little Patriots Embraced, which is a charity.
Well, the truth is, I can't rap anyway, so you're...
Well, good, because that's one thing we do have in common is that we can't rap. Little Patriots Embraced is a charity. It's a non-profit. It's a charity, and their whole mission is to enhance the lives of the children of military families, people who are deployed, and they got a golf tournament coming up this weekend, and I'll just get right to it. They still need a few golfers, correct?
That's correct. We've got some to fill the group. We need a couple more foursomes to make it profitable for these families to be that are in stress to get some help, Frank.
And I guess what they need to know is this, and if anything will get somebody to act now to play this Sunday, it's when I say that one of the celebrities present will be John Carney.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
John
Carney here.
That's right, John. And American Idol finalist Josh Grayson will be there, and so will Ryan Winther. He is the world champion. He's the long drive champion of the world. This guy holds a record for hitting the longest drive in the world. He'll be there. So it's a great opportunity, but they do still need some golfers. And, doctor, I don't know that a phone number will stick with people driving in cars. What would you say is the best way for anybody who still wants to participate this Sunday at Tapawingo?
Well, they can remember the course Tapawingo, and they can call out there, but I can give you the number. I know it's hard for people to remember it. 821-5800.
Okay.
And 821-5800. Our Tapawingo golf course and call out there, and it's Saturday, and we're going to...
I thought it was Sunday.
I'm sorry. It's Sunday, and we're going to have lunch at noon.
I just kept you from going the wrong day.
Wow.
you'd have gone and sat out there waiting Saturday for
people. Where is everybody?
Well, I'm playing, so...
I think registration 11:30, lunch is at noon, shotgun start at 1.
Yes, and then we're going to have the colonel from Scott Air Force Base and the Marine Corps speak for a little bit on the behalf of the soldiers, and then we're going to try to raise some money for the charity.
You're going to have the entire Marine Corps there?
Wow.
No, the lieutenant colonel.
That's a lot of people.
Okay. And what's the colonel's name? Who do you know the colonel's name?
I do not, Frank.
Yeah, it says here, guest speakers include a colonel from Scott Air Force Base and a lieutenant colonel with the Marine Corps, and who better to remind people how much a service like this is needed, because sometimes we don't think about the kids. You know, we do think about the spouses. We think certainly about the people who are deployed. But in many cases, because these are young adults, they have kids. And in a few cases, both parents are gone.
That's correct.
So it's a good thing there's a charity that does focus on the kids and what the kids need to get through all this, because it's a bit of a tough situation when daddy or mommy is gone, and the next time you see your kid, they're another year or two older. That's, as a parent, that's the time of their lives you don't want to miss out. So they being Little Patriots Embrace, try to make that whole period of time a lot easier for the kids than it would be ordinarily. What are we leaving? Anything we're leaving out here?
Frank, I think you'd be surprised what the kids need sometimes, because as we know, the Army and Navy and the Corps doesn't sometimes fill the spots, you know, help the kids with clothes. I mean, it's a lot of different things that this charity does besides just, you know, Christmas presents. I mean, there are families that are in distress that need our financial support, whether parents or, you know, fighting for our freedom. And I just think it's one of those charities that no one knows about but does an awful lot of good.
How did you get involved with this?
You know, I was involved in another charity when I met Carol Watanabe, and kind of thought this was a charity that really needed some help, and no one knew about it. So I jumped on the bandwagon.
All right, and again, for anybody who's interested, in, please, if you can possibly do it, the weather is beautiful. It's going to be a great weekend, I think. It's a Sunday. It's one afternoon out of your life. Tapawingo is a beautiful place. Just the easiest thing to do. I'll give you the number again, 314-821-5800. You're in your car right now. You can call it now, 821-5800. Or if you need to wait till you get home, just get a hold of the folks out at Tapawingo tomorrow. Say, hey, I want to play in this thing. I'm bringing a buddy with me. I'm bringing three other people with me, my girlfriends, whatever. You can still get in. And they just need a few more golfers to put this thing over the top. And we'd appreciate it if you'd consider that. Doctor?
Frank, one other thing.
Yeah.
Ryan Withers is competing right as we're speaking for the World Long Drive Finals for this year. It'll be on a live event on the Golf Channel. It's worth the price of admission just to watch this guy hit it. He hit it last year 418 yards.
Wow.
Is he do you know, is he actually a good golfer, or is he just a distance hitter? Cuz I think a guy could hit that far but be a lousy golfer.
Well, he's a great athlete. I'll tell you, I did a charity event at Busch Stadium earlier in the spring for our same charity where we hit at Busch Stadium. He hit one in Big Mac Land.
But you don't know what his game is. Is he like a 10 handicap?
I would think he's a single-digit handicap. I
think you got to be, because when you can put it on the green on a par 5 from the tee box,
yeah,
you got a pretty good shot at having a pretty decent score, I think, assuming he hits it straight, and I imagine he does. That's worth the price of admission right there. And by the way, what is it, like $110 or something to play? It's very reasonable.
About $250.
And that includes lunch?
And dinner.
And wow. And dinner.
Yep.
That's a good deal. All right, Doctor, maybe we can drive a few people to the phones to call Tapawingo. Have fun this weekend.
Frank, thanks so much. You're always a big help. All thank right. you.
Appreciate it. Dr. Bill Draghi. Not Dr. Dre.
No.
Dr. Dre. Totally different. Two totally different people. Again, folks, call Tapawingo. Great weather. And you know what? If it's a guy who's listening right now and you want an excuse to play golf, your wife may go, oh, no, not. And you go, hey, it's for kids, charity. Maybe that'll back her up a couple of notches. You don't care about our country? Lay that on her. You don't care about the kids of deployed military people? Make her feel bad. 314-821-5800 again is the number. Okay, now we're caught up. We can take some calls between now and the time Joe Hipperson gets in here. We have a few minutes. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And of course, KTRS is 5877. I'm going to say something that I don't think many people will dare to say, but I'm going to say it. Tom Hanks, I think, is a very ordinary, mediocre actor. Everything I've seen Tom Hanks in, with just a couple of exceptions, he's just Tom Hanks. And it's not even, I say this because he's got this new movie coming out where it's based on the true story, Captain Phillips.
Yes.
But even in the trailers, when I watched it, I thought, hey, there's Tom Hanks pretending to be a captain. And I thought that when I saw Catch Me If You Can, I didn't buy him as the FBI agent. He was Tom Hanks. Maybe he's too nice a regular guy that I can't. Maybe to be a believable actor as another character, you got to kind of be a, like a badass or some weirdo. Like
I don't know. The one where he's the hitman, though.
With Pacino?
No.
That one. I know what you're talking about.
I can't think of the name of it.
It's in Chicago, and it's set back
like in the 20s.
With Paul Newman?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I
really
that.
Liked him in that.
Yeah, he was really good in that,
I need
too.
To watch it again.
I agree.
But most of his stuff, he's Tom Hanks. I know, that's I'm going to
Was it Something Road?
Yes.
Perdition Road.
Yes.
Yeah. Road Perdition. To Perdition.
Yeah,
yes. Road to Perdition.
That's it.
And that's probably an unpopular statement, but that's just how I feel. And one other quick comment, since it looks like we got a bunch of great movies coming out. I've said many times that I think Kevin Spacey is a weirdo, and I think there's something creepy about him. I think he's very talented. Kevin Spacey, unlike Hanks, to me, is really a great actor. And he's very talented, but I think he's creepy. Turns out that yesterday, my wife happens to know a guy who was an actor in Hollywood. He's back in St. Louis now. Typical case, got some parts, you know, had an agent, just never could sort of break through, so decided, you know what, it's a long shot. I'll go back and have a regular life in St. Louis. And he happens to now work at a gym where my wife works out. And I've seen a couple of his movies he was in. He's a pretty decent actor. She came home last night. She says, well, you're right again. And I love it when she says that.
Oh, man.
About Spacey. Because he said, absolutely, Spacey is, one, gay, and two, weird. And told a story to her about how Spacey essentially tried to pick him up one time until he found out he had a girlfriend. So there you have it. And I think it's not just a gay thing. Who isn't gay in Hollywood? I think it's deeper than that. When I look at Kevin Spacey, I see something weird going on. Maybe one of these days.
In that movie 7, he played a very disturbing guy.
And, see, and you know what? I saw that movie, and I should watch it again. The reason I can't is because that's one movie where when you know the ending,
I know.
You can't watch it again because the ending is everything.
And then Sixth Sense is like that, too.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Some movies you can't watch again.
But, man, he plays a great crazy guy.
Hey, he's a terrific actor. Yeah. He was great in that 21. Remember the kids of the counters?
Yeah.
He's Titanic. It's another one. Once you know the ending to that movie, why would you want to watch it again?
Wait a minute. Yeah. You knew the ending before you went.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's not exactly.
I didn't know.
Not exactly a good
example. It was before your time.
I mentioned Billy Crystal's book, Still Fooling Them. Good book, but get the CD. That's what we did, because to hear him tell it is better. There's only one thing missing, and I wish somebody in show business would come out and do this. When he talks about City Slickers, and he talks about, oh, by the way, City Slickers, have you seen it? You've both seen it.
Sure.
Yes.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Jack Palance is Curly.
Yeah.
Originally, they didn't go after Jack Palance. They went after Charles Bronson. And Charles Bronson, this is the greatest story, and Crystal tells this story, because Billy Crystal co-wrote City Slickers and starred in it, and was given a gift of the horse in City Slickers. He loved the horse so much, they gave him the horse. And he kept the horse till it died at the age of 29. But Charles Bronson was sent the script. And according to Billy Crystal, when he got on the phone with Bronson, Bronson said to Billy Crystal, after Billy says, well, what do you think? Bronson says, F you.
Oh.
He says, you got me dying on page 64. I'm not going to be in a movie where I die on page 64. No, F you. Fast forward, City Slickers is a huge hit. And Billy Crystal says they're at some awards thing. And, you know, Palance is there. And there's Charles Bronson. And Crystal says something to the effect of he just looked at Bronson. And in his mind, he just thought, no, F you.
Yeah.
You're the one who turned this down. And by the way,
well, that kind
turns
of
out that it ended up being an extended role anyway, because didn't they have him come back as his own twin?
Right.
Yeah.
And that gave a little, because what had Jack Palance done previous to that. I remember
Ripley's
Believe It or Not. But then he was on. Remember on stage doing one-handed push-ups on the award
City
shows.
Slickers brought Jack Palance back. There's no doubt about it. City Slickers revived his career. All right, a couple of quick calls, and we'll break. We'll get Joe Hipperson one more time. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Oh, my goodness, it's Norman. Hello, Norman.
Hi, here I am.
Yeah, how are you?
Come through this beautiful day.
It's a gorgeous day. It's a great day.
Yeah.
And what do you?
Nice blue sky.
And what do you do?
All that kind of thing.
Norman, do you get outside at all?
In the AM and the PM. Uh-huh. Sometimes I do.
Uh-huh. Did you go out today?
Not so far.
Yeah. When's the last time you were outside?
In some time. I'll get outside.
While this weather's nice.
Take a radio out one day and sit on the porch.
Yeah. So what's going on today, Norman? What's going on today?
One thing I know, the Catholic radio station, it's got a radiothon going, raising money.
Well, we don't care about Catholic radio or any other radio. We only care about KTRS.
Yeah, Catholic radio on the air.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, we need some other Catholic radio station.
Well, maybe we turn this station all Catholic.
EWTN.
What about KTRS all Catholic all the time? How would that be if we went all Catholic?
That'd be neat.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll work on that. The boss is Catholic. Maybe he can make that happen. Hmm. What else? Anything else?
PM.
Oh, yeah. He likes to say it. We like to hear it. Anything else, Norman?
Something else. I know how to play. I got a melodica piano here. I know how to play... Wedding March.
You do?
Wedding
March. Happy Birthday Roll Call.
All right.
And
Happy Birthday Roll Call.
And Take Me Out to a Ball Game.
Wow, those are three new songs we haven't heard before. On the piano?
Yeah. Oh. Hang on.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. What's this?
I don't know.
Not
this
the kazoo. Kind of
totally
the
different.
Piano. Multi-tenor.
Uh-oh.
Which song is this?
I think it's the Wedding March.
I think.
Does it make you feel like you want to get married?
Sure did. Wow. And we thought all you could play was the kazoo.
Man. Multi-talent.
Now, that's an electric keyboard, right?
Not electric.
It's not electric.
Not to waste no one's electricity.
I'm sorry?
Don't have to waste no electricity.
Don't have to waste it.
Is it battery operated?
No. Uh-huh.
Well, it's like got to be one or the other. What? Where does it get its power?
From God and from Jesus.
God and Jesus provide the power. Well... Okay.
Could we hear Happy Birthday Roll Call?
Happy Birthday Roll Call. Wow. Let's go. Powered by God and Jesus.
You.
Happy birthday to you. Roll call. He can't keep that going up. That's it.
All right. We need the whistle at the end, though, of the
Well, that's
the
kazoo.
Song.
You can't do that on the keyboard. Well, that was great, Norman.
There it is.
There's the whistle. Well, let's do the hat trick, the trifecta. Let's go for the whole
Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Let's hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We've not heard that on keyboard from you. And I mean it when I say this. He is as good as Dan is on the harmonica.
Yep.
And I mean that.
Ernie Hayes?
Oh. This is basically it's like the same song, right?
No, it's not.
No.
No, I mean that sincerely. You're as good as Dan is on the harmonica, and I never thought I'd say that about anybody.
That is great, Norman.
That's great, Norman. Thank you.
It's one thing I hope and pray maybe you'll bring on EWTN Catholic radio at night on KTRS.
Yeah, maybe we could bring the Catholic.
You'll hear Catholic radio on KTRS. That's what you hope and pray for.
He wants us to air that station on our, station that night. I think that's a good idea.
If God and Jesus can power that keyboard, maybe he can make that happen, too. Or they can make that happen.
Yeah.
All right, Norman.
In the name of the
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All right, see you later, Norman.
Okay.
All right. In the AM and the PM.
That is great.
He loves the instrument. He loves to say that.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even have to tell us what the songs were.
I recognized them
instantly. Just like when you pick up the harmonica, you don't tell us what it is.
No.
Like when you say, I'm going to play, we go, no need.
Yeah.
We know what
it is. Don't tell me.
That's how good you are. Aminis. Now, here's the downside to going into Aminis and picking out an arcade game or a pinball machine or a jukebox. People are going to want to hang out at your house. A lot of people like that. In fact, it's nice when you don't have to drive anywhere. You stay home. Everybody else has to say goodnight and then get out in the car at night and drive home. You stay home because the action is at your house. The shuffleboard action, the pool table action, the pinball machine, the ping pong table, the air hockey, the foosball. Now, how about this? Brand name pool tables. I have a pool table. I've had a pool table for 20 years. I still remember exactly what we paid for it, $2,600. And I thought, this is a steal. You know, you can get a pool table for that. You can get a pool table as good as the one I have in my house, slate table, the real deal, starting at $999 at Aminis, and shuffleboard table starting at $999. And then the reason I think it's important to tell you that is if you know anything about good quality, professional-grade shuffleboard tables, you know that it's not uncommon for those things to be $12,000, $15,000. But starting at $999, Ms. Pac-Man, all the fun stuff. And other things that maybe aren't as much fun, but will really, really transform your house also, and that's like a theater seating. And it actually is fun. No better way to pull the popcorn trick on a woman than in a good home theater chair.
Oh, man, yeah.
Largest selection, best prices in town. Leather sectionals, leather sofas, bar stools. Home of the Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley. And then they have, right now, it's the grand opening of their home furnishings department. They have knickknacks and stuff for the coffee table and end tables and stuff like that. Mirrors, clocks, metal pieces, wine racks. You get the idea. It's an indescribable store. You cannot describe to people what all is in this store. And then there's the whole Jaffe lighting selection upstairs. Please, please, please go into Aminis. Just walk around, look around. Even if you just walk around and leave, go in there. You're going to get some great ideas. And then tell them your AM and the PM. That's absolutely crucial from our standpoint. In the valley, in between those two big outlet malls, sits the Copper Dome. And underneath it, Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you can expect some delays on westbound 70 as you make your way a little west of Florissant through Hanley and 170. They still had that ramp from westbound 70 to southbound 170 shut down. They had a tractor trailer that overturned late on its side, so it should be a while before they get that ramp reopened. Now, downtown eastbound 40, that was heavy right at Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, just a little heavy approaching the bridge itself. Eastbound 70 was heavy from Madison through Cole Street. Now, westbound 40, you do have some delays as you go through Ballast. There was an accident Ballast at Highway 40. Then it's slow again, 270 through Mason, long road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Sonic. Crunchy, meat juicy. Juicy, meat crunchy. Try Sonic's new Super Crunch Chicken Strips or make it a Super Crunch Chicken Strips dinner with tots, Texas toast, an onion ring, and country gravy. That's right, gravy. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West 4 Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news! The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Land.
Hey, over here on the stove. It's me, the cooking oil in your skillet. Do you know that every time you dump me down the sink or toilet, I stick to the inside of your sewer pipes? Yep, it's true. I've got quite a buildup going on down there. Of course, it's not just me. I've got friends who help. Butter, margarine, shortening, meat fats, dairy products, greasy sauces. And I'll let you in on a secret. One of these days, we're going to block the entire pipe. Don't think that running hot water down the drain will keep me from clogging. Nope. As soon as I get a little further down, that pipe is plenty cool enough for me to cling to its walls. What you can do to prevent blockage is to let me cool, pour me into an empty container like a jar, and then put the lid on and place me in the trash. And if you also scrape plates and pots into the trash instead of the garbage disposal, you just might prevent a big sewer backup. So please don't put me down the sink drain anymore. A girl gets tired of being dumped. Check out MSD's website for more information. www.stlmsd.com.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the Full Service Meat Market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com.
You can't beat G&W meat.
That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next GE refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of GE appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
For your next direct flight to our
Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Without trees, hide-and-seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Step to B Square. So let the B Square.
All right, it's Tuesday. You know what that means. CDs, DVDs, they're out. Let's find out if they're any good or not. The man who knows is Joe Hipperson, and he is brought to you by Oreck. That's right, the vacuum cleaner people, but there's so much more. At the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Great products, affordable products, products that keep your house real nice. Stop in the north, tell me your AM and the PM, and ladies and gentlemen, give it up, if you would, for Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Terrific.
Excellent. Well, it is New Release Tuesday, and we always start out with the music end of things. So, let's see. Oh, Ian.
Yes.
All right. Mazzy Star, the song Fade Into You. Tell me the fact, one of the greatest snuggle songs of all time.
I have no idea what that is.
You guys shouldn't be talking about snuggling.
Mazzy who?
Mazzy Star.
Star. I've never heard of Mazzy
You've
Star.
Never, oh, come on, man.
No.
This is just another example. I don't know what happened. One of us went into a coma for like 10 years.
Yes. Because
we're of the same, we're cut from the same cloth.
We
man.
Are. But you're a lot hipper than I am.
That's well, true. That's there true. Is that. All right, well, Mazzy Star, it's been 17 years, but Mazzy Star, brand new record out today called Seasons of Your Day. Sting has got a new one out. It is called The Last Day. These are stripped-down versions of the songs from his Broadway musical, so if you're a Sting fan, you can pick up The Last Day. Metallica have a new concert film coming out. The soundtrack, Through the Never, is available today. Deer Tick have an album called Negativity. Government Mule has a new record called Shout. The Black Label Society has Unblackened. That is a live album out today. Megadeth still going strong. Another live album. They've got Countdown to Extinction available. It was 20 years ago that Nirvana dropped one of the greatest grunge records of all time. It was called In Utero, the 20th anniversary. 4-disc version of In Utero is out today. How much do you think the Nirvana In Utero 4-disc version is going?
No price is too high.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Then I was imagining you're going to fork up $125.
Whoa.
Yeah, $125 for the 4-disc version. There are, of course, other variations and versions of it, but if you want to go big, you can get the $125 one. Let's see. Drake, Nothing Was the Same, is out. Kings of Leon, the band famous for getting deuced on by birds when they played St. Louis. Remember that?
That's right.
Pigeons, yeah.
Yep. The Kings of Leon, the pigeon poop band. They got Mechanical Bull out today. Oh, I'm sure you're excited. I'm pretty sure, Frank, you set an alert just so you would know when today came because Yoko Ono, Plastic Ono Band.
Yes.
Oh. It's been a long time, but it is finally out. It's very rare. It's very rare that a band releases an album. And the album title makes you realize this is exactly what it's going to be like to listen. The title of the new Yoko Ono record, Take Me to the Land of Hell. And that pretty much
she will. If you listen to her sing, right. That's exactly what she'll do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what? Just I can't fathom it, Frank. Every critic out there is giving it rave reviews. I don't think Rolling Stone magazine has ever given a negative review to anything Yoko Ono has done. And I don't get it. I just don't.
Nobody does. Even the people who pretend to get it don't get it.
That's the hip thing to do.
Yes. I mean, no one that I'm aware of has
ever heard. You're uncool if you diss Yoko Ono.
I guess it's not. I mean, I don't know anyone that's actually heard the sound of a cat being skinned alive in a cave, but that is exactly.
I actually think there are people who, in their minds, say, for God's sake, she's the widow of John Lennon. Give us some respect.
Yes.
And that's the only reason they feel they're compelled somehow to give her some kind of positive feedback is because she's John Lennon's widow.
Maybe one or two albums. But, I mean, it's
maybe
decades.
None.
Yeah, none.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the music options for you. Out on DVD, now that the Emmys sucked the life out of anybody that watched it on Sunday, there's a lot of TV shows that are out on DVD you can pick up. Modern Family Season 4, the newer version of Hawaii Five-O Season 3, Two Broke Girls Season 2 is out, The Neighbors Season 1, the pathetic 10th season of Two and a Half Men is available.
Well, I have not seen any of the things you've just mentioned.
No.
Wow.
Not one.
How about this? The first season of Hannibal.
No. No. All right? Not one episode.
You know why I think that show just doesn't work? It's because, first off, they got the guy to play Hannibal that was the bad guy in the James Bond Casino Royale movies. That's already distracting. And the other one, he doesn't speak at all. Not even close to the way that we know Hannibal Lecter is supposed to speak.
Sometimes a movie character is so powerful, like Anthony Hopkins was, that is Hannibal Lecter.
Right.
And anything else is a bad imitation.
No, and it comes across that way. It comes across like a TV show trying to rip off the ideas that you got from Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon, Manhunter, and all that stuff. But because they're trying so hard to make it what it is, and plus, we already know the way it's going to end. Do you think that Hannibal's ever going to die? No. Do you think he's going to get caught at the end of the show? Well, duh. Otherwise, you wouldn't have silenced the lambs. It's ridiculous.
Are you old enough to know who Sherry Lewis was?
I know.
Lamb Chop?
She was a puppeteer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was the Lamb Chop puppeteer?
Yes. Yeah.
And I wrote a screenplay, never went anywhere, where I killed that puppet called Silence of Lamb Chop.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that could traumatize some kids.
Yes, it could. Yes. That's why it didn't get made.
All right. Hey, cartoon stuff you might dig. American Dad. I still can't get into that show, but
I have a hard time getting into it also.
By the way, if anybody ever wants to see the worst puppet act in the world, pull up YouTube Sherry Lewis and that stupid Lamb Chop.
That's the
worst puppeteering I've ever seen. It was like just a sock or something.
Right.
It was.
It was terrible.
It was intended for kids, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't even funny as a kid. I thought it was stupid.
How about some lamb stuffing?
You know what? If you go back and you see the old school Mr. Rogers stuff when he went to the make-believe land and the puppet stuff, it was really sketchy. I mean, there was no quality whatsoever, but for some reason, it reminds me of just, you know, feeling good inside. I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
Borderline crazy.
Value, but
meow, 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 King Friday, meow, meow, meow.
Here comes the trolley.
Can't keep going.
Oh, man.
You know, I've never watched one Mr. Rogers episode. I don't know that my kids watch Mr. Rogers.
My favorite Mr. Rogers moment was when Mr. McFeely, the mailman, came in.
Something wrong with that name, though. McFeely.
I know.
Kids.
Yeah.
That's like pedophilia.
The way he talks.
Not only that, but Mr. McFeely, Mr. Rogers, he comes in. Oh, hey, kids, already in my living room. Watch me as I get changed.
Yeah, there's something about it. Why don't I just call him Mr. McFeely, the pedophile?
And Mr. McFeely would come in and go, speedy delivery. And he goes, this is Mr. McFeely. His wife's name is Mrs. McFeely. That's what it was. Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Also on DVD today, let's see, Family Guy Volume 11, South Park Season 16 is available today on DVD. Law & Order Special Victims Unit Season 14 is available today. We've got, for the first time ever on Blu-ray, two movies that really didn't ever need to be made, Psycho Part 2 and Psycho Part 3 are available today.
No, thank you.
Yeah, 35th anniversary edition of the original Halloween is out in a collector's edition Blu-ray, but they're packaging it like it's Orange Ray because it's like a pumpkin.
Oh, I get it.
Genius. VHS 2. It's a horror film, but really not worth your time. That's out. The Kings of Summer, tried but failed. That's out today. Jason Statham is out in the movie where he plays Jason Statham. It's called Redemption, and it's just like every other Jason Statham film you've seen before. I Spit on Your Grave Part 2 is finally out and on DVD today. If you were a fan of it in the theater, a lot of people swore it was brilliant and amazing, and then about a few weeks later, every fanboy in the world was poking apart every hole and every issue in the film. Iron Man 3 is available today on Blu-ray, on DVD, and on 3D Blu-ray and standard DVD.
Who has all that equipment? You need the TV, you need the 3D TV, you need the 3D player. I think 100 people in the whole country have that.
Yep, but they still keep marketing because eventually we're all going to have to buck up for it. The Dark Knight Trilogy 6-disc box set is available today. It's got everything you could ever want, except for anything about Heath Ledger. I just don't get that. The guy won an Oscar for the performance, yet every time people get this, oh, we're going to finally get another Batman DVD and it's got special features. A couple interviews with Heath Ledger would just be, I don't know, appropriate, but for some reason, they don't want to disrespect
his
memory.
How's his brother's career going, Butterfinger Ledger?
Oh, man. Candy bar.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
One cool thing, though, I should note about the Dark Knight Trilogy 6-disc box set is the price is okay. It's around $99 if you want to get the whole big thing. It does feature the screen test of Christian Bale as Batman in the Batsuit, and it was actually Val Kilmer's Batsuit he was wearing. Maybe that's a bit dorky to get way into that, but Amy Adams is in the screen test because at one time she was considered to be the leading lady for the film.
I just talked to somebody who saw that screen test of Christian Bale and said he was horrible in that screen test.
It's weird because I'm telling you, he looks fat.
I think of him as almost gaunt.
No. I don't know if the suit fit or what, but in the moment where he's like, I'm Batman. All I see is like, you know, like 5 or 6 chins just sticking out of the suit. It's just creepy looking.
Wow.
And last but not least,
I'm Batman.
So, you know, for my money, Michael Keaton saying I'm Batman is still the best.
Hey, what happened to his career? Where's he been?
He is currently in pre-production stages for the second Beetlejuice. And I know they've been saying it forever, but it actually the screenplay is about 90% done.
Okay.
I always admit everything on this show, Frank, and I don't tell lies when I broadcast. I have gotten sucked in to the world of the TARDIS. I am now a huge devout fan of Doctor Who, and it's happened, and there's no way out, and there's no way for me to escape it. So I'm extremely excited because it's the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, and November 23rd is the big 50th anniversary special. I'm stoked. Today, Doctor Who, series 1 through 7, everything from 2005 up until now, all out in a giant limited addiction?
Well, it probably is an addiction.
Close enough. Yeah, limited addiction, you may be right.
There we go. It's a big Blu-ray box set. You even get your very own functioning sonic screwdriver if you get this. Ho-ho-ho! So all Whovians can get excited. However...
And there's always a however in life.
The price will set you back around $400.
No,
so... there you go. That will do it for me. I'm out. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Do you even know what Doctor Who is?
I've never seen Doctor Who. It was a PBS thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's, and it's been, 50 years, I think. But
Is there somebody on the phone here?
No.
Or is
Bill
that Clubb?
Bill?
Bill
Clubb
on Doctor Who. No, I know Doctor Who. I sort of know what it is, but I don't
science
think, yeah,
fiction.
I've never watched it. First Community Credit Union has a great offer for you. Now, they don't really even have to do things like this because people are in droves moving and doing their banking at First Community. But how about this? You move your auto loan to First Community Credit Union, where, by the way, the rates are incredible. You're probably going to lower your monthly payment on your vehicle. But you move it over to First Community, and for doing that, they want to give you $100. Put $100 in your account. Yeah, just for doing something good for yourself that you would benefit from anyway. And if you recommend to someone, if you're a member, and you go, hey, come over here and move your auto loan, for getting a friend to do it, they'll give you $50 for doing it. So it's a great opportunity. But the truth is, Smart people who take a good hard look at what First Community Credit Union does and how they do it don't need to be rewarded for going there. It's just another little fringe benefit, just like the popcorn and the popsicles. It's a good deal if they didn't give you a penny. Because if you can lower your monthly payment on your car, who wouldn't want to do that? You still owe the same amount on it. Period of time, your payments, 3 years for you, that doesn't change. The only thing changes is what you're shelling out every month, and that's all because the rate is probably going to be lower at First Community Credit Union. Check it out. Check out everything about banking at First Community, and you'll understand why we love it, and we'd like for you to join us and become a member. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, problems on the roadways. Westbound 30 at Maurer Industrial Drive. Got a crash there on Laclede Station. This just came over involving a motorcycle. Laclede Station at Highway 44. Southbound 109 at Highway 44. There's an accident that's got the lane partially blocked, and you're backed up to Old State Road. Still working with that crash on westbound 70's ramp to southbound 170. And if you're traveling westbound 40, you're going to hit the brakes right around Boone's Crossing, and it's going to be slow all the way to the Boone Bridge. And this report's brought to you by Sonic. Crunchy, meat juicy. Juicy, meat crunchy. New Super Crunch chicken strips at Sonic. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Joe Buck, great to have you on the show.
What have you read about yourself where you were like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, gay. I mean, the gay stuff that's all over the internet. I never felt like I really put that vibe out, but I don't care. So it's I feel like in that category, the more you fight it and make a big deal of it and draw attention to it, the more you legitimize it.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Warm and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches are 2 for $3.50 plus tax at Jack in the Box. But this deal's almost over. Hurry into a participating Jack in the Box near you.
Monroe Shocks and Struts reminds you to replace your worn shocks, just like you do tires and wiper blades, because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.